In a world of modern conveniences, the quick and easy wet wipe has become ubiquitous. But authorities say their disposal is costing tens of millions of dollars as more people flush them down the toilet, clogging pipes and polluting waterways. Sewerage companies fear just one colossal blockage could cause hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to a system already under strain. Elise Worthington saw the problem firsthand at a Brisbane sewerage plant, and a warning, the following story might not go well with your breakfast.
Oh, we're just looking down at some of the stuff that people have flushed down here.
Steve Gibson has spent the past two decades on the sewerage front line.
Most of the screen is covered in wet wipes and rag material. We can see an old dishcloth there, a little bit of corn. We always get corn. That little brown thing there is a little nugget of poo, yes.
Being a wastewater network director might not be the most glamorous job. It's becoming more difficult thanks to wet wipes.
We have over 2,000 blockages a year and can cost us up to $3 million to get them unblocked.
Michelle Carl is from Queensland Urban Utilities.
We do believe it is getting worse. When we talk to our field crews, they are noticing a lot more wet wipes coming through the network. Just because they can be flushed doesn't mean they should be flushed. We remove around 120 tonnes of wet wipes from our network every year. So laid out end to end, that would stretch all the way from here to New Zealand.
And that's just in southeast Queensland. Adam Lovell is the Executive Director of the Water Services Association of Australia.
This problem has really exploded over the past couple of years, and it's costing millions to fix up. Sydney Water estimates it costs around $8 million a year, and they're finding around 75% of all of their sewer blockages involve wipes of some description.
Steve Gibson says in the industry, the ultimate blockage is known as a fatberg.
Fatbergs are horrible. They're absolutely huge, tons in weight. The famous one from last year in London was the size of a double-decker bus.
Adam Lovell says removing a blockage that size is a nightmare.
The implications are really quite huge, right across the environment, waterways.
In the United States, the problem is so big, the Federal Trade Commission has temporarily stopped some manufacturers from advertising wipes as being flushable.
That's a major step forward. We'll be looking at that more closely here.
But doing that could take years.
It's made into a dry product.
For now, Steve Gibson has a simple message.
We'd encourage everybody only to flush the three P's. That'll be pee, poo and paper. Everything else, collect it, put it into your waste bin.
That's sewerage manager Steve Gibson with some sage advice, ending Elise Worthington's report.